Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. Be not moved. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. For a few days, this verse number 9 has continued to echo and ring in my mind, where the scripture says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. What a wonderful, wonderful verse. I want to preach on this thought this morning, reaping if we are faithful. Reaping if we are faithful. Have you ever grown weary in well-doing? Well, I believe that today God is interested in sustaining the weary. I feel like this morning as I preach this that there is no doubt I'm preaching to myself in the time in which I live and what we endure and go through at this time. So maybe you'll get behind me and amen me while I preach to myself, because I know I need this. Now, first of all, when I look at verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, I think about our employment. Do you see it in the words well-doing? Well-doing refers to the work that Christ has called his people to do in his name. He has called us to be about well-doing. And now you can look at many churches and you can stand in the pulpit and look in their faces and you could say, well, it looks like the people are doing well. But that's not what it says. It didn't mention doing well. It said well-doing. It's speaking of our employment. Jesus said in John chapter 4 and verse 35, he said that the fields are white already to the harvest. He said in Luke chapter 10 and verse number 2, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. I would remind you, Matthew chapter 20, the parable of the husbandman who went out to find laborers to work in the vineyard. And he went out and found them in the morning. And he told them if they would work in his vineyard, he would give them their hire at the end of the day. He went back at the third hour, which would be 9 a.m. He went back and hired those that were standing idle in the marketplace. He went back at 12 o'clock and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He hired them as well. He saw others at 3 p.m. He hired them as well. He went back at 5 o'clock, knowing the shift would be over at 6, and hired those that were idle to work in his vineyard that last hour of the day. And he paid them all what was fair and what was right and what they had agreed to. Friend, I say to you today, all of us have been called to well-doing. God did not call you to do well. He called you to be well-doing, to be serving him no matter what. Well-doing is a continuous service unto the Lord. It is living for the Lord. It is sowing to the Spirit. You and I must learn to share and spread the gospel. We must win the lost. We must pray for the sick and pray for those that are in need. We must make sure that we teach and preach the infallible, inerrant Word of God. We must stand in our choirs and in our pews and sing His praises. In our everyday life, we must be about well-doing, for it is our Father's business. 1 Peter 2:15 says this, For the so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Understand this morning that you were called, you are to be laborers in His field. Now I know how it works. I worked a full-time job out in the world for a long time. And not everybody that was hired worked. Some of them was on the premises. Laziness, slothfulness, just trying to beat their employer for every dime they could get out of them. They were not interested in doing a good day's labor for a good day's wage. Amen. And I wonder if God doesn't have some youngins that are the same way. He's called us to labor for Him, and we do absolutely nothing for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you today, He wants you to be about the Father's business. He wants you out into well-doing. He wants you to be gainfully employed in His service today. You may say, well, preacher, I can't really do that because the church is not paying. Understand, this is not the church paying you. Anything that you do in your life, I don't care if you work at Steelcase or wherever it is that you work, that's your secondary employment. Your primary employment is to work for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And our churches are filled with people who will not work for Christ. So I'm interested this morning that you and I would be gainfully employed in well-doing. Second of all, there is an exhortation in these verses. He says, let us not grow weary. He makes this same exhortation in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 13 where he says, but brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Now, growing weary is a great danger to all people. We are very prone to give out. I think about Elijah. You remember had went up on top of Mount Carmel and had defeated 450 prophets of Baal and called down fire from heaven, and the fire of God fell. And God gave a great victory to Elijah. But the Bible says that in the very next chapter, 1 Kings 19, that when Elijah came off of that mountain, that Jezebel threatened his life. He went and laid down under a juniper tree and said to God, it is enough. Take away my life. I am not better than my fathers. I believe that Elijah had grown weary in well-doing. I think he was not received by Jezebel. I think he got concerned. This is what happens to us. When you're doing, when you're involved in well-doing and you're constantly trying to live for the Lord and you're trying to do the right thing and you start looking around after a great battle and a great victory and you see others that are still doing wrong, it is real easy with your well-doing to become wearied with those who are filled with wrongdoing. And you will allow their wrongdoings to cause you to be weary and cause you to faint and quit. And we know that's what Elijah said. But God had another plan. And he came in an angel. And he touched him. And he said to the man of God, get up. And there was a cake of bread baked. And there was a cruse of water for him to drink. And the man of God, being weary, took of what God gave him. And he laid himself back down. And the angel came the second time and told him to arise and eat. Why? Because the journey that's ahead is too great for us. Friend, do not grow weary in well-doing. Do not grow weary when you see others doing wrong. Just keep serving God and try to do right with all that is within you. I think about Jeremiah. In chapter 20, the Bible says that Jeremiah was imprisoned.
And the Bible says that he got to the place that he was weary and he was ready to quit. And he said, I will not make mention of him, speaking about the Lord. In other words, Jeremiah said, I'm going to quit. This was the weeping prophet, the man who had prayed for the nation of Israel year after year and day after day. And though he was treated wrongfully, though he was not received well, he had tried to live for God. But there came a point that he became wearied. And he said, I can't go on any further. I'm going to quit. He said, I will not make mention of him anymore. We are very prone, when we are not received well, to grow weary, to become frustrated and exasperated and say, I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm not going to teach anymore. I'm not going to preach anymore. It's not doing any good. But the Bible said that Jeremiah said, there's a fire that shut up in my bones and I could not forbear. And he said, I'm going to keep living for God. Though he slays me, I'm going to keep serving God. I think about Martha and Mary and Lazarus, who had died and was raised back again. We know the story there. The Bible said that Jesus had come to see this family, and it was before Lazarus had died. And the Bible said that he had his disciples with him, and Martha was cumbered about much serving. You remember the story. But Mary sat at Jesus' feet, and we know that Martha, she became very wearied in toiling, in working, in serving. She became very tired. And she grew very frustrated. You see, when you start getting tired, you start getting your mind off what the Lord's doing in your life, and you start watching your sister, and you start watching your brother, and you start growing weary, and you get frustrated, and you say, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her that she help me. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Do not grow weary because of the immensity of the project. Do not be paralyzed by your past. Do not be paralyzed by your present obstacles. Just keep living and serving for God. Let us not grow weary. We are exhorted to stay with the stuff, church. Thirdly, this morning, we see the scripture says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Thirdly, this morning, there is some enlightenment. The enlightenment is in the statement, in due season. You realize when you're sowing a garden, when you go back out the next day, if it was a full stalk of corn and had the ears of corn on it, you probably wouldn't eat it. You'd be afraid of it because you know that it takes a little time for the sunshine and the rain and the fertilization for that corn to grow up and mature and bear fruit. The same is true with us. In due season means in God's time. Hey, we've got to let God be God. We live in a fast food world. We live where we want to order and get everything right now. Let me tell you something. It's a due season. It's up to God. The Bible said in Psalm 145, verse 15, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them meat in due season. That means in God's time. Hey, you realize that Christ died in due season? He says in Romans 5:6, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. In 1 Timothy 2:6, the scripture says, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Hey, in God's time, his son died for us and rose again. In God's time, if you'll stay with the stuff, God will send you a harvest. Do you understand? God will also exalt you in due season. Preacher, what do you mean? He says in 1 Peter 5, 6, humble yourselves therefore in under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There's a time to humble yourself, and there's a time that he will lift you up. Boy, I'm glad I know not what to do. I'm glad I know who to turn to, though. I'm glad I'm in his hand. And though we may humble ourselves under his hand, there's a time where he lifts us. There's a time when he holds us. There's a time when he encourages us. Hey, the results don't always happen now. So many times we come in looking for results, looking for results, looking for results. But friend, results come in due season. Results come in God's time. And we need to quit pushing God and just let God have his own way. Lastly, this morning, when I read this verse, I think of the word endurance. We shall reap if we faint not. To faint means that we have given in to our weariness. You will become weary. You will grow tired. There will be frustrations. There will be times where you feel like nobody cares and I'm not received well. And you're going to feel like quitting. God told me this week. He said, son, there comes a time where you feel like pulling out, but you plow on. That's the best thing you can do. When you feel like pulling out, just keep plowing on. It'll be all right. The Bible says in verse 7, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Keep working, there'll come a harvest. He said in 1 Corinthians 15:58, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. He says in Psalm 126:5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Friend, are you going to be faithful? Are you going to continue on? Are you going to quit? Are you grown weary? Have you grown frustrated? Are you tired? God said, just keep pulling on. One day, Matthew 25:21 says, one day we're going to hear this. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I thought about this verse as I came out of my office this morning. In Isaiah 55 and verse 10, the Bible says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Do you understand this morning that God is the God of the harvest? And if you'll sow in his word, you'll reap in his word. If you'll sow in the spirit, you'll reap in the spirit. But if you want to live in the flesh and want to live according to the world and sow that corruption, you will of the flesh reap corruption. Friend, I'm telling you, don't grow weary in well-doing. We will reap if we faint not. Friend, we must be faithful. Harvest time will come. Let no obstacle deter us. Let no disappointment extinguish our hope. Let no trial find us unwilling. Let no sacrifice be too much. Friend, I'm telling you this morning, we must tend to the work that God gave us to do. He will help us every step of the way. It's going to be okay. I think of the farmer in Tennessee, and I could take you to the place. He sowed his fields. He began to work those crops, and the weeds came. And the first time he knocked the weeds down, they came back. The second time he knocked the weeds down, but it didn't have as much energy and as much enthusiasm as he had when he first sowed the seeds. And the third time the weeds grew back. And if you've ever raised a garden, you know what I mean. Thin briars and thorn bushes and brambles and weeds will come back and come back and come back. And God said, just keep plowing on. Though the weeds are present, plow down and keep working the crop. But the man grew weary in well-doing and said, my green beans are up. My corn is up. The potatoes are up. I think I'll just let things go. And at harvest time, I'll have something. No more wheat, no more working. When it came time for the harvest, the weeds were bigger than the corn and took it down. The weeds took all the beans, and the weeds got all the taters. Friend, he lost the whole crop because he became weary in well-doing. Church, I will tell you this morning, we've got to keep on keeping on. I know it's hard, and I know that it's tough, but we cannot grow weary. We cannot grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I think of Jesus. He did not grow weary and quit. Friend, do you realize in John chapter 4, his body was weary, and he sat down on the well, and there came a woman from Samaria. When she said, give us, and when he looked at her and said, give us me to drink. Friend, he didn't say, I'm going to quit. I'm tired today. I'm not going to witness. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to testify because I'm weary. That's not what he did. He won that woman to Christ because through his weariness, he pressed on. We must keep pressing on. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Jesus said in Matthew 10, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Aren't you proud for that truth this morning? I think about the great man of God, John Wesley. He wrote in his diary, on Sunday morning, May 5th, I preached in St. Anne's and I was asked not to come back anymore. On Sunday night, May 5th, I preached at St. John's. The deacon said, get out and stay out. On Sunday morning, May 12th, I preached at St. Jude's and I can't go back there either. On Sunday morning, May 19th, I preached in St. Somebody else's. The deacons called a special meeting and said I could not possibly ever return. On Sunday night, May 19th, I preached on the street. They kicked me off the street. On Sunday morning, May 26th, I preached in the meadow. I got chased out of the meadow as a bull was turned loose during the service. On Sunday morning, June 2nd, I preached down on the edge of town and they kicked me off the highway. But I went back one more time. I didn't grow weary in well-doing. On Sunday night, June 2nd, I preached in a cow pasture and 10,000 people came to hear the gospel and over 1,000 people got saved. John Wesley would say, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Friend, there's a harvest that God's promised us, and we'll reap one day if we are faithful.
Amen.
I just want to be faithful. Don't you?
Amen.
I appreciate the harvest. I want to work for the Lord. He has gainfully employed me in his everyday service, and for that I'm humble. Why would he choose a wretch and a fool like me to work for him? What could I ever do to help my Savior? But he still chose me. How in the world could I become weary and quit? Friend, he has the words of eternal life.